Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a great honor to have on our show the talk of America this week in Major League Baseball. It is a debut here with the Phillies. Mark Appel, we are honored to have him on with us. Mark, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
I'm really glad to be here.
Mark, I got to tell you the truth. We're having a problem right now. We're trying to cast the sequel to The Rookie. Remember that movie with Dennis Quaid? Trying to figure who should play you.
Oh, my God.
We think, Miles Teller. What do you think, Mark? Miles Teller. He's in the new Tom Cruise movie.
Miles is an incredible actor, that's for sure, but the idea of a movie being made about my life is—it sounds ridiculous to me right now. But yeah, who knows?
All right. Well, I think it's going to be less ridiculous when we hear this story. So let's start on Wednesday night, Mark. They call you. You're coming into the game in the ninth inning. We saw the emotion. Could you describe it for us? What it was like to finally get on a major league mound?
It was really special. It's hard to just put into words all the things that I was feeling, but I had a few guys when I got called up down in Lehigh Valley. One of the guys in particular, Aaron Barrett. He's been in the big leagues with the Nationals for a few years, and he just said, "Hey man, just soak up every minute. Take these mental pictures. Just feel all the things that you're going to feel. Just enjoy every minute of it." And I feel like I was able to do that. I'm glad he said, because I've heard just you can get in the debut and you're like in the game, you're focused, you're trying to lock it in. But I'm really glad that I was able to take some time before I towed the rubber and just take in the environment. And it was really special.
All right, Mark, the resilience you've shown, this is a Philadelphia. We love this kind of a story. A lot of people have written you off. You walked away for a few years yourself. What kept you going? What gave you this desire to try it and make it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think sometimes life can be really confusing in a negative way, and I've definitely experienced that. Sometimes it can be confusing in a positive way, and I feel like I'm going through that right now. Looking back, even when I stepped away, I felt pretty hopeless about, a debut ever happening. I was hurt. I was just emotionally and spiritually drained. So it was a long road. And for almost a year, I lived life as if I'd never play the game again. That I think there's just this desire that was put back on my heart, to play and see what I could do, even if I never made it back. I knew I wanted to see if I could get healthy. And then if I could get healthy, see if I could go play a full season healthy. And I was able to do that last year. And then, even going into the season, I was unsure about whether a debut could ever happen. I didn't have a great year by any means last year, but got moved to the bullpen, and I think that transition has been really fun for me. I've been able to learn a lot, and I've also was able to have success in Lehigh Valley. Before I knew it, it's like I just overwhelmed that the Phillies called me up.
Well, it's awesome. You have a 0.00 earned run average in the big league. That's not bad. In fact, that's probably what some people were expecting when you were the first overall pick. Mark, you're on a team with two others, Bryce Harper and Mickey Moniak, first pick in the entire draft. Is it a burden? What's it like to be the guy that people think is the best amateur that year?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's funny getting to walk through and be on this team with Bryce and Mickey, because like the similarity we have is being the first pick, but you know, Bryce has become the superstar. Mickey's still young in his career and he's been up and down. I was the complete opposite. It took me, you know, 9+ years to get to the big league. So our stories have been completely different from that point. But I mean, there is an immense amount of pressure, and I think Bryce has been able to handle that really well, and he's just performed year in and year out. And you know, it's incredible to get to watch what he does. And I think Mickey's figuring that out. I think the trap that any of us could get into is try to compare ourselves with others. If we do that, then we're going to, you know, Mickey might look at Bryce and be go, I need to be Bryce Harper. It's like, no, Mickey needs to be Mickey Moniak, and he's a darn good baseball player. And if he does what he does well, he's going to be, you know, a successful big leaguer for a long time. And that's the same for me. It's like, if I tried to be the guy that was coming out of college going 8-9 innings every start, it's like, well, that might not be a recipe for success for me this year. So I'm learning how to be exactly who I am with the arsenal that I have and fill the role that the Phillies are asking me to fill and do that to the best of my ability.
It's awesome. One question about Monte Vista High School, Mark. You were there with another athlete we know very well, Zach Ertz. can you tell me, you have a friendship with him. I'm going to guess you guys were both very successful athletically back at that high school?
You would guess correctly, yes. Yeah, it's special, you know, and Zach and I have pseudo-followed each other in our careers in some sense. You know, we both went to Stanford. He played football. I played baseball. You know, we played high school basketball together and really became good friends there. And then even in our careers, just the Philly connection is really cool. And I mean, he's had a legendary career. I mean, everyone back home is just so proud of him and Julie and everything that they're doing, and just even the impact they're making in the communities that they're in. They're just a light to everyone around them. So, I mean, Philly, I know all the Philly fans that I've talked to feel so lucky to have Zach in Philly for as long as he was.
Like you, he's a real class act, Mark. And we know you love baseball. We know that you had a great career in both high school and college. Then you get appendectomies, bone spurs, shoulder issues. Did you lose your love for the game in those tough years? What was that like?
My relationship with baseball changed pretty dramatically because of the injuries. When you're sidelined, it's hard to just enjoy and remember what that joy of stepping on a mound and competing and not worrying about, oh, am I going to get hurt today? You know, man, my arm's not feeling great. And I went through that for a few years. And eventually got to that point where I was like, I need a break. I can't keep doing this. This is going to just drive me into the ground. And fortunately, I was able to make that decision and step away. And you know, when I did, I called the Phillies and just said, hey, this is where I'm at. And I just need some time. I don't know what that looks like. And they were really gracious. They understood and put me on the restricted list. And I mean, I remember talking to Matt Klintak, and he said, anytime you want to come back, just give us a call and we'll see what we can do and try to make it work. And yeah, that happened in, you know, just before spring 2021. You know, the Phillies welcomed me back with open arms and let me get my feet under me last year. So it's been a journey, but man, I'm really thankful to be a Philly.
Mark, what made you come back? What finally clicked in for you?
I think it was, you know, that year in 2018, I lived life as if I would never play baseball, but I was still around baseball a lot. So many of my best friends, dearest relationships have been in the game. My college roommate, Stephen Piscotty, was playing for the A's. I was living in Houston. I went to Astros games at Minute Maid Park wearing an A's hat. I don't know how many times that year, just to you know, to see Steven. And I realized, man, the game is still fun. I love it. I love being here. I didn't feel any resentment or bitterness or any sort of negative emotions just being around the game. And I think at the end of that season, even though I wasn't playing and or planning to, I realized, man, maybe there's still an opportunity for me if I can get healthy. And so it was just one step after another. Went and got an MRI, saw some doctors, decided to have surgery, and then started the rehab process. And the rehab process wasn't a straight line either. It took a really, really long time, and I had to reevaluate and reassess and get more MRIs at different times. But eventually got to a point where I felt like I can make it through a season healthy. And when I got there, I was like, man, even no matter what the results are, just having that perspective, being away and knowing how hard I've worked, but also the fact that, man, life is pretty fragile. Your body, your health, it can be fragile at times. It's like, if I can make it through a season, regardless of what the results are, it's going to be a great year and I'm going to have a lot of fun. And I think getting to that point where baseball is fun again has been so, it's just been so good for me, and I think it's actually helped me in how I've been playing this year.
Well, I got to tell you what's blowing me away watching you, Mark. You're still hitting 97. You're still throwing the heck out of the bat. You had that the whole time then, right? But you weren't healthy enough to be able – the talent never left you. Is that safe to say?
I think it's a bit different. Just both in, you know, I get tired probably a little bit easier, so maybe this relief role is good for me. But I'm also, you know, I'm also at a point where, you know, I was out and now this is my second year back, so I'm still in some ways getting my feet back under me. And but yeah, there's still some juice in this arm a little bit. So when we made some changes this spring training. And just kind of cleaned up the mechanics, try to change some mental cues to see if I could unlock a little bit more velo. And once that happened, it's like, oh man, I look at the report after the game one time in Leah, I'm like, wow, I'm throwing, you know, I hit 90, 96, 97, hit 98. I'm like, gosh, this is crazy, you know, because all last year, I think maybe the fastest pitch I threw was like 95. So I'm like, wow, you know, there's still something left. Maybe I don't know exactly why or how, but I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and enjoy the process.
Well, all I want to say, Mark, Miles Teller was here a couple of weeks ago, right? And he threw out the first pitch because he was promoting the new Tom Cruise movie. He threw a strike. It wasn't 97, but it was a strike. Have you been contacted by anyone yet about this story? Because you know they're going to do it. It's an amazing story.
I really haven't, you know. I actually talked to a good friend of mine who's been in, you know, feel like he has connections everywhere, and I was just trying to think through, you know, the story and how should I share it and things like that, and it's a long process, but you know, I have no idea whether there'll be anything that comes of it or not, but. It certainly seems to be a story that people find really interesting right now, and I'm thankful for that because, you know, I know that it's a story that hopefully can, you know, encourage and inspire others to live well, to live with hope and to live with joy in the midst of, you know, really tough circumstances or when things don't seem to go your way or life throws you curveballs. Just kind of roll with the punches and keep on going.
It's a great, great message. Mark, you got everybody was pulling for you before this. Now after listening to you, we're pulling even harder for you. Continued success, two innings, nothing given up so far. Keep it going, Mark. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thanks, Angelo. Really, really appreciate you having me on.
Mark Capel with one of the great stories. And now,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.